Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In episode 29, our hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman interview Will George, founder and CEO of Buck and Bass. George goes in depth on Buck and Bass' new Reservoir Rainchill jacket and Reservoir Rainchill bib pants, along with the history behind the apparel. The Reservoir Rainchill jacket and Reservoir Rainchill bib pants feature advanced, innovative technology designed to keep an angler dry in the most extreme conditions. Tackle Time features Pico Lures, the Pico Finesse football head with the Easy Keeper coil system. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wiegman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Woo, we have an exciting guest today. But first, I have to tell you, Mitch is not here. It's like he's on vacation, but he'll be back next week probably after he gets done doing all that hard work of painting lures to get it all done for you guys. But today I have Will George with me. He's a special guest because one thing as anglers that we're always facing is conditions outside, and to control them, we always use apparel of some kind. And so I happen to have someone here that knows all about apparel. He's going to tell us about it. So Will, tell us about your company and kind of about the beginning of it. How did it all start?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Buck and Bass started as an idea in 2015, 16, somewhere around then. And it started with me seeing a good friend of mine, Bryant Smith. He was always fishing in tournaments and everything I always saw him in. And I would look at him, and he had the best boat, the best rods, the best reels, the best electronics, all the best equipment you need for a professional bass angler. Yet his rain gear at that time, or his technical outerwear, didn't match. And it just looked really subpar. And I would always make fun of him because he actually looked like he was wearing his dad's, like he was an 8-year-old and he was wearing his dad's clothing. And I said, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you guys are professional athletes competing at the highest level, and what you're wearing looks like very subpar. So we had had that, Brighton and I had had that conversation. We were going back and forth. And I was actually, the job that I, what I was doing prior to this, I was sitting in my office one day, and I was listening to Alabama, and I was listening to Dixieland Delight.
Right.
And the song came on, it was talking about whitetail buck deer, and it just sparked in my head. I said, what are the two favorite things I love to do? I grew up in Wyoming, and I grew up hunting and fishing, and my two favorite things are going mule deer hunting.
Right.
And going fishing for largemouth bass. So that's where Buck and Bass came from, and I got a pencil and drew the logo, and I guess you could say now we're here.
There you go. There's probably more to that story. That's the condensed version.
That's definitely speeding time up, but yeah.
But as people are looking, and in general, when you talk about rain suits, you're talking about usually there's numbers that are being thrown around, and people hear these numbers, and they're thinking, gosh, if I have a higher number, better it is. Or if I have a lower number, it's going to be more breathable. I'll be better at that. But but that's not always true.
Yeah, well, what one of the things when we dove into this and we decided to do this, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. I do not have an apparel background.
Right.
When we started this, I didn't know what a t-shirt was made out of.
Uh-huh.
Yet I did know that we could do this. I have the belief and the confidence in the team that we have put together that we could build the proper rain suit that is needed for bass anglers. And we've got the right team together, and we've done it. And one of the first things that we started with is we started with the biggest problem that we saw in the rain suits was the material.
Right.
Everybody out there, the material, it leaks, it soaks, it holds in water, all these things. And we said, all right, if we're going to do this, we have to start with the material. And we went to work. We spent about 4 years in development of this product before it ever saw the, you know, public light of day. And we created our own material. We call that Iron Shell. It's our proprietary name, logo, everything, material. And what we saw out there was we as bass anglers and everybody out there were being told a lie. You had all these products saying, hey, this is 100% waterproof.
Right.
And 100% breathable. And that's a fallacy. That's a lie. At some point, technology may get there in the material world where that is a reality, yet as of this moment, it is not. And for the, you know, for the life of us, all of us as bass anglers, we've all been told this lie that this 100% waterproof, 100% breathable, and we've just all bought it. And that's a complete fallacy. And one of the things that we did, what we found out in our design team and our research was what's called a water column rating. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of the brands that were out there prior to us, they were anywhere between a 25 and a 30,000 water column rating. What we discovered was that anything that's under 40,000 will eventually at some point leak or fail.
Right.
And you'll be wet in your rain suit. Ours is a 49,000 water column rating.
Wow.
Which, again, essentially means you are not getting wet. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're out there 8 hours, 5 hours in a tornado, hurricane, you're not getting wet.
So you've addressed that. So you've stopped the leak, and now people are thinking, but you've stopped the leak, you created a dam, but how are you going to get ventilation? How's that coming out? See, because how does that work?
Yeah, so what we did was what we discovered in bass, you know, bass angling, you know, watching and studying, and like I said, we spent 4 years on this, is that there's a lot of sedentary times in bass angling. Like, for example, when you're running, down the lake, uh-huh, or you're launching, whatever. There's a lot of times where there's not a lot of movement going on. Casting, setting the hook, you know, calling fish, those times you're exhausting energy and body motion, and those are the times you want to be getting the warm air that's out of you and basically ventilating. So we created on the back of our reservoir rain shell jacket, we created a venting system, which essentially acts like a vent on a vehicle where it'll inhale and exhale every time you're casting. And that allows that air and that to replace that breathability, which maintains your level of waterproofness,
right,
while maintaining you to inhale and exhale any hot air that you may be building up.
And that's just on the jacket.
On the jacket, correct.
Right. So, because that's where that issue becomes.
Correct. Yeah, it's placed on the back of the jacket. And we have it designed in such a way where, you know, obviously no water is getting into it. Yet it's a really amazing feature. When you have the jacket on and you experience it for the first time, casting, setting the hook, retrieving, all those motions, you can feel it literally like an exhaust. Inhale, exhale. And it's a really amazing thing to feel. You're like, wow, that actually works.
Right. So let's start with the jacket. Let's start at the very top. Let's start with the hood, because that's the one thing. You know, I was a co-angler for a long time, and I'm out there fishing a lot. And when I'm running down the lake, the one issue that always comes up is the hood's trying to choke me. Now, at first, I thought it was Mitch in the back of my boat trying to choke me, but I did find out it's the hood of my jacket that's trying to choke me. How do you address that issue? That's a major issue. I don't care who you are. It happens to everyone.
Yeah, that was something that our design team really outdid themselves on. What we have is what we designed. It's our patented designed full throttle hood. We designed a hood in such a way where you are able to run wide open, 70 plus miles an hour, with a hat on or without a hat. It can be a flat bill, curved bill, whatever,
right,
whatever you like. A beanie, what is it? No headwear at all, doesn't matter. And you can have your hood completely cinched down while maintaining your full field of vision, and the hood never moves. It never rattles, it never shakes, it never pulls, it never chokes, it never buzzes or hums. I can't tell you how many times in this process where Bryant and I, we would go out on the water and we were testing other brands' products.
Right.
It would feel like you'd run 5 minutes and, you know, brand X, if you will, and it would feel like somebody had just open hand slapped you across the ear because your ears are humming from all the rattling and shaking, or you're getting choked out, like you were saying. And it was just ridiculous. And it's, we solved all that. And our hood is one of those things where the entire suit altogether, when somebody actually gets in it, it's just an amazing thing when they see it and touch it. But when they actually get it on the water and experience that hood, it's amazing.
So we go from the hood and we're going to go to the cuffs. And the cuffs, of course, are, once again, it's one of those things where you're a bass angler and you make a cast and it's raining real hard and the water drips down and it comes right down your arm, gets to your elbow and kind of pulls up. And then you catch fish and then you give your buddy a high five and the water trickles down and it gets into your armpit. And you're like, dude, I spent a lot of money on a rain suit and the water's like my arm's all wet. So how do you address that issue? Because that issue is, once again, it's kind of like that hood thing. If you don't stay dry, it's like, why am I spending so much money for a rain suit if you can't keep me dry?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's one of those things that the cuff, similar to the hood, where even if it's a really nice day out,
right,
per se, you still have to have, let's say it's not raining, it's just cold out or what have you, you still need to have a proper cuff and a proper hood, because no matter what, you're always running. No matter what, you're always reaching over the gunwale or calling fish or what have you. So those are two very, very key things. And actually Bobby Barrick, who's a part of the company with us, that was his main point. He said, if you can keep my forearms and wrists dry,
right,
then you win. And I said, okay. So what we created what is called it's our patented design, what we called our dry lock cuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things that's easy, you know, talking about it, it may not sound anything, but how we constructed it and the material we used and how we did it is we essentially created a dam from your wrist bone down.
Right.
So whether you're, when you have that, And you can control it. So let's say you're not calling or anything like that, and it's a slow day out on the water, you don't have to have it cinched down all the way. If you are, if it's raining or you're culling a lot of fish or you're reaching over the gunwale a lot, you cinch that cuff down all the way. It creates a dam on your wrist, and you can literally stick your arm all the way into your elbow.
Wow.
In the water. Just leave it there.
Wow.
As long as you want, pull it out, and everything under there will be dry. I've done it before, showing people the jacket, and they look at me like I'm David Blaine or something.
Right.
Like I just did a magic trick. I'm like, no, here, try it for yourself. But that's one of those features where having wet forearms, it's someone that hasn't experienced. I mean, we've all experienced it at bass anglers, but somebody, when you're telling somebody, oh, your forearms are wet, they go, what's the big deal? It's so frustrating, and it's having solved that is one of the most comfortable feelings, being able to be out on the water no matter what the conditions are and not having your forearms wet. It's great.
Yeah, and so you've solved the rain up the arm, you solved the hood. Now all of a sudden we get to the worst part about every rain jacket, and that's that darn zipper. And you're like fighting the zipper. And yeah, they got it so that it's cinched and it's tight, but sometimes they don't zip real good, and sometimes they lap over themselves, and they catch another material as they're coming up, and sooner or later that zipper starts getting weak, and it of course becomes a point of issue because that rain's coming through, and you get done fishing, you take your rain jacket off, and you show your buddy, and he says, "Well, that's a nice little rain spot you got right there on your chest," and it's like, well, you know, it's the raincoat got me dry, but the zipper failed.
Yeah, that was something with the zipper where there were so many, on the products that were out there prior to us creating Buck and Bass and the Reservoir Rain Shell jacket and bibs, there was so many fail points on suits. You had the material.
Uh-huh.
You had the hoods. You had the cuffs. You had the zippers. I mean, it was literally, when we started dissecting all the what was out there available to us prior to us launching this brand and this product, I mean, it was, you needed three or four hands to count all the problems.
Right.
And we just went through and solved them all. And the zipper is one of those things where we have the most premium product that is available on the market today, hands down. And our zipper is... really, really highlights that. We have what is called a T-Zip Master Seal zipper, and it is actually the same zipper that is used on the Mars rover.
Wow.
I always like to kid with people. I'm like, hey, if you ever got a tournament in outer space,
this is the jacket.
You're going to be fine. So, you know, I say that in jest, yet it's true. I mean, this zipper is, it's actually, this zipper costs more than most of our competitors' entire jackets cost to make.
Wow.
And I think that's it highlights just how vastly superior this product is.
So, and that takes us to not getting wet, but not getting our cell phone wet. Because, you know, if the thing is, like, cell phones, I don't care what they say, sooner or later, if water gets to them, they end up dying. Mm-hmm. And even in a case, but most people just don't want to put them in a case. You address the possible spots of water orientation coming into and getting you wet, and you address that also with your pockets.
Yeah, we did. That's a credit to our design team. Our design team we have an amazing group of guys that have all contributed to put this together, and you know, we've been very fortunate. Our pockets are designed in such a way that, first of all, we have minimal pockets on the jacket. You'll see this jacket overall is very, you know, simplistic in a lot of ways because there's a lot of stuff that's out there that it's unnecessary. And everything that's on here is for a purpose. And right. The pockets, for example, the pockets are located in such a place, in such an angle, that the studying that we did, if you leave your pockets open, you're in a tournament, you're rushing, you're, you know, we know bass anglers. You guys are going to forget stuff sometimes, right? Your pockets are going to be left open. That is the lowest percentile likelihood of water getting in your pockets, first of all. Second of all, on each side of the pocket, there is an inner pocket as well. And that inner pocket is another waterproof pocket, and it's big enough for any smartphone, keys, anything like that. Wow. So you can actually put that in, zip it up, and then be placing your hands in. Let's say you got your favorite, you know, stick bait or anything like that inside the bigger pocket. You can be putting your hands in and out all day and not getting your cell phone wet.
Right. And so that basically covers just the top part of the jacket. We have touched on the bibs because bibs, you know, anglers wear bibs just to wear bibs. You know, it's early morning, there's wet, you know, there's moisture on their seats, and you know, most people don't carry around a towel to wipe their seats off. They just wear their bibs. And bibs, like, if you wear them and you fish in a lot of tournaments and tournament after tournament, pretty soon that's your main clothing for the event or for that time on the water. I know you came up with some interesting features in that, and I think it all starts with the clips, or the buckles that hold them up.
Yes. So on the bibs, you know, two things just to quickly highlight. The material on the bibs is the same material that's on the jacket. It's our iron shell material with a 49,000 water column rating. So your jacket and bibs are matching in that regard. And also the zipper on the bibs too is the T-Zip Master Seal zipper, which is certified for space. So the two main things on the bibs are the same as the jacket right away. So you're not sacrificing anything at all whatsoever. Now on the bibs, what we noticed was I grew up in Wyoming, and I remember as a kid always having those, you know, my mom sending me out to play in the snow, right? And you've got those clips on, those bibs, and they were always plastic. And I would snap, my hands are cold. You can't manipulate them. Your fingers are snapping.
Right.
And that was back in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s. And it's really, really laughable to me to see brands today still using those clips, you know, 30, 40 years later.
Right.
It's just lazy, frankly. I mean, there's technology out there that you don't have to use that. And it's just sheer laziness. That's all it is. We're using a magnetized type system, which, talking to you here, it's going to be a little bit hard to explain, but essentially it is revolutionary in this market for bibs, where you can literally with one hand clip yourself in and out of while you have a rod and reel in the other hand and are fishing. And it's, I literally have seen people in their bibs, in their Buck and Bass bibs, just playing with those clips,
right?
Because it's so easy. It's so the function of it is amazing. And it's an amazing thing.
Yep. So, they have very long zippers on the side, I saw.
Yeah. So getting in and out, I was out fishing with Bryant one day when we were doing this process, and he had obviously a pair of bibs that he was wearing that weren't ours, and it started to rain, and he had to sit down. He had his cowboy boots on, and he had to sit down on the carpet deck of his boat, and first of all, his butt got wet.
Right.
So I'm automatically thinking, well, okay, that kind of defeats the purpose. If you're sitting down in the water,
right,
and then you're putting on your bibs over it, then he had to take off his boots, because the zippers on his bibs only came up to about, you know, about the knee area.
Right.
And I thought, then he had to stand up again and sit down. And by the time he got those bibs on, his feet were soaking wet. His butt was wet from sitting there. It probably felt like he had a baby diaper on.
Right.
And it was ridiculous. And I thought, okay, we gotta change this. So we have the zippers that run all the way up to your hip bone. It doesn't matter any footwear that you're wearing, tennis shoes, boots, you know, flip flop, it doesn't matter. You can get the bibs on and off while standing up without removing any of your footwear.
Right.
And it makes the process, especially, I mean, I keep going back to this point, but the reservoir rain shell jacket and bibs is made specifically, we designed this for the sole purpose of being built for bass.
Right.
And that's our moniker. You know, we are built for bass. We are made for bass fishing. And you see so many products out there that are made for, you know, quote unquote fishing.
Right.
And I love saltwater fishing. I love, you know, I've trout fish, all this stuff, right? But you and I both know that the guy fly fishing in Montana does not need the same type of product as a bass angler.
That's right.
So when we have been sold products for all these years as saying, hey, this is a fishing jacket or a fishing bib, well, that's like saying, oh, hey, these are shoes for sports.
Right.
Well, okay. You need a different set of shoes for basketball than you do baseball, and a different set of shoes for baseball than you do track and field, and so on. And when we looked at that, said, look, we are making this for bass fishing. This is built for bass. And everything from the ground up on this reservoir rain shell jacket and bibs has been kept in mind this entire time. This is built for bass fishing, the tournament bass angler, and the needs and demands that you have.
Yeah, and there's a couple more features on the bibs themselves, like the pockets and things, but we want to go to and hear about sizes. How about the sizes, and how do you size it for yourself?
Yeah, so we have currently sizes available right now, medium, large, extra large, and double X. We have everything just kind of skip ahead here. We have everything already developed and in production as far as every other product, as far as from your skin layer to your outer shell and summer, winter, everything. We wanted to launch first with just this reservoir rainshell jacket and bibs because we knew the biggest problem in technical outerwear for bass fishing was getting wet.
Right.
And we knew that if we could solve that problem and prove and show to the entire bass fishing community that, yes, we can keep you dry. This isn't, you know, you're not being told BS here. This is real. That then anything else that we bring out, people will go, hey, those guys kept me dry. Anything else, I want it.
Right. And you know, in the end, we have to talk about the price point.
Yeah.
And so this is the part where you don't want to, don't stop the show. Like, don't turn the show off until you hear all the way through. Because I think you hear the price point, and you may say, hey, that's a lot of money for a rain suit. But I think, like, Will's going to tell you what the price point is, but he's going to tell you the reason why that is actually affordable.
Yeah, so our price point on our on the entire suit, the reservoir rain sail jacket and bibs, is $1,380. And when we were doing this and putting this together, we were looking at, there were brands out there. I'm not going to name any names yet. We all know who they are. There are brands out there that, for example, you could buy their suit and it was roughly around $1,000.
Right.
And what I noticed and what we noticed and experienced was that as a bass angler, we spend a lot of money.
Right.
We have the best boats, the best rods, the best reels, the best electronics, all this stuff. We're not avoid of spending money.
Right.
What we don't like is spending money on something that doesn't deliver on what it said it was going to deliver on. I was in Mod, Texas with Bobby Barrick, and we were testing products. And I had product X, and it was about $1,000 for the rain suit. And within 45, it was brand new, out of package, never used it once. It was raining. It was real rain. And within about 45 minutes, my knees were soaking wet from us running down the lake and the water coming straight on. My chest was wet, my head was wet, and my elbows were soaked. And I just sat there and said, you know what? This is stupid. I'm not even mad at the $1,000. I'm mad at the fact that what that company told me this product was going to do, and it did none of that. Right. It didn't keep me dry. That hood was shake, blah, blah, blah. And I just went, this is a joke. So when we built this and put this together, it sounds cliche, I guess, but you do get what you pay for.
Right.
We back that up with a lifetime guarantee.
Wow.
Lifetime warranty. We stand behind this product 100%. I always tell people when I'm asked about the product or the price, I said, look at this as if, as a car, okay? Where think of all the other rain suits that are out there as they are, you know, Kias, and I hope Kia is not one of your sponsors, but just think of them as a Kia, and we're a Ferrari.
Right.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And we back that up 100% with a lifetime warranty and outstanding customer service and a product that's second to none. And you definitely get what you pay for. And like I said, you could go and spend less money on a boat and maybe have a hole in it, right?
Right.
Why would you do that?
Right. Well, tell them if they want to find out more information or if they want to purchase one, where would they go?
Yeah, you go to buckandbass.com. That's BUCKNBASS.com. That's our website. It has all the information on there, our customer service number, and any of the pertinent info, anything that, you know, we talked about the day about the technology of the material and the dry lock cuff, and there's all the videos on there. And you know, for example, like Bryant's video of him running down the California right. Delta in his hood, and you get to see all the stuff that we talked about here. That's all on our website, and yeah, everything's there.
Okay, there you have it, man. how nice that would be to sit out there in a big rainstorm and kind of look over at your buddy who's sitting in there and he has one of those rain ponchos on or something and look at him and go, you know, I'm just dry. I'm going to stay out here another couple hours and fish. He's like feeling miserable.
Well, yeah, it's the coolest thing to me is seeing people, their responses the first time they, because this product, when you touch it, it feels vastly superior to anything else you've ever seen or touched or felt. Yet the first time that person gets on the water and runs in the hood or sticks their arm in the water or when it's raining and they come in, and I can't tell you how many, you know, emails or phone calls or anything we've received of people just being like, I can't believe it. It actually does everything you said that it does. And that's a really great feeling to know that people are finally getting what they paid for and not getting a product that way oversells and way under delivers. We do the opposite. I mean, everything that we say here, everything you've heard me say, and you're like, can you do that? We do that and more.
There you have it. Thank you so much, Will. Appreciate you being on the show.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, welcome to this week's Tackle Time. Let's talk quality jig heads for bass fishing. When you need a quality jig head, you need something not only that has the right size hook in it, but you need something that the paint stays on the head, and you need a keeper system to save your plastics. Pico Lures features the Easy Keeper Coil System. The easiest coil you will ever start a bait on, gives 10 times the life to your plastics. And we make jig heads. We make swim bait heads. We've got football finesse heads. We've got ball heads. We've got wide, all the way up to a 4-aught wide gap in a football head with the Easy Keeper coil system.
Wow.
You give these a try, it'll fit any bass fishing system that you get involved in.
There you go. There you have it. Man, it was good to have Will George on. He's the founder and CEO of Buck and Bass. It's rain apparel. Rain apparel that's going to keep you dry, and it's high tech. So you'll want to make sure you check that out. Anyway, Mitch, what can I say? You told us all about those bass heads. These guys are going to love that.
Oh, man, whatever you want to do. Rocks, wood, weeds, swimming. We got a system just for you.
There you go. Thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. Please subscribe, rate our show. For Mitch and myself, keep your hooks sharp and lures in the water.